podcast could end at any moment. Literally, any moment. Because right now, in the room where I'm recording this audio, there is a bug on the loose, and I can't stop it. Every time I think I've got it cornered, it eludes me. It's somewhere on the ceiling, and then it's somewhere on the ceiling fan, and then it's banging off the light, the ceiling light, and then it's flying around in circles, and then it's landing on my head, and then it's landing on my nose, and then it's jumping around and flying, and I can't get it. It's driving me crazy. No matter how hard I try, it just keeps moving and laughing at me. Because it knows that it's driving me nuts. It knows that it's stopping me. It's impeding my progress. And it's just, it doesn't care. In fact, it takes some perverse pleasure in doing so. I swear to you. I don't care what you might think about the rudimentary intelligence of insects. This bug is a smart bug. They say that insects have more of a hive intelligence in some cases anyway, not all insects, but some. And I think that's the case here. I think that this is part of a communal superintelligence determined to deter me from recording this podcast and bringing whatever I have to offer to you, the listener, on this wonderful Memorial Day night. It's driving me crazy. And it's just another thing. It's just another thing that's getting in the way of the writing. And I've got to tell you, that's been the story lately. It's been the whirlwind. I've been caught up in the whirlwind because it's the beginning of summer. Well, not quite summer, but almost summer. I mean, Memorial Day is practically summer, even though the actual start date of summer is like a month away. But still, it's, you know, the beginning of the season of decent weather here in this little corner of western Pennsylvania that I call home. And when that nice weather hits, it's time to get really busy all of a sudden with yard work, with mowing the lawn, with trimming, with sweeping, with mulching, with planting, with digging, with blowing up dynamite in the backyard, with painting, with you name it. It's just, it drives you crazy because sometimes it just seems like the harder you try to find time for the writing, for the creative side of things, the less able you are to find that time. It eludes you, and it's just continuously just out of reach. And there are just so many distractions, like the bug, and they get in the way. And that's where I am right now. The harder I try to get down to brass tacks with the writing projects, the more difficult it seems to become to get to them. And I just have to accept this is one of those times, and that's how it goes. But still, it drives me nuts. So here we are once again together in the so-called studio here for another edition of the Introverted Exhibitionist podcast, the IE Cast. I am your host, Robert Jeschonek, the USA Today best-selling author of science fiction and fantasy and comics and mystery and crime stories and novels and you name it. I write all sorts of things, and then I come on here on this podcast and I talk to you about my experience and share my stories and share a little bit about my life experience, and hopefully it does some good, or maybe it just is fun for you to listen to. Either way, here we are together once again. It's taken a couple of weeks, and I apologize for that, but again, blame the bug. Blame the bugs that have been getting in the way. It happens. It happens. The bugs are here. The bugs are here. They're crawling all over me. Every time I turn around. Sometimes they're literally crawling all over me. We have these bugs here in western Pennsylvania. They're called stink bugs. And I know they're not unique to this part of the country, but they're a bug that has become my arch enemy. We didn't used to have them around. When I was a kid, there were no stink bugs in this part of the country. Now they are this area is thick with them. And they are my natural enemy. They are my arch enemy. Every time I'm sitting, and this is literally true, like almost every time I'm sitting in my writing chair trying to work, trying to write, a stink bug will pop up at some point and fly around making a hideously loud buzzing noise. It'll fly around the room and then it will zoom in and hit me or land in my drink or whatever. And then I have to chase it down and catch it with a tissue or a paper towel and then get rid of it in some way and hope it doesn't spray me with its gross lack of an aroma, its gross, not very pleasant stink, hence the name stink bug. And it's just another distraction. Now, sometimes a distraction can be good. It can be like a Zen thing. You know, you're so focused on something that you're writing or that you're working on, and then maybe you're not quite getting to the heart of it. It's not quite coming together for you, and then there will be a bug, right? Or something. Figuratively speaking, or literally, a bug. And it will distract you. And sometimes when you look away just a little bit, it'll give you that brief flip of your mental process, and it will enable you to come up with something fresh. It'll sort of give you a little bit of a twist, a little bit of a kick, and that can be a wonderful thing. But that's not what's happening tonight. That's not what's going on here. This is the bug. The bug. I don't even know what it is. It's some kind of weird oval shaped bug, and it's not a lightning bug. If it was a lightning bug, I would do everything in my power to save it. They're my favorite bugs. I love lightning bugs or fireflies, whatever you want to call them. Those are the most wonderful insects, the most miraculous creatures in the world. And they're not really out in force yet. In fact, I haven't seen a single one yet this season. But they'll be around, and they are wonderful. They help to offset the awful menace of the stink bug. But that brings you kind of up to date on my world and my general attitude right now, which is not great. I'm really tired. It's been a super busy weekend. It's the very end of Memorial Day. I'm recording this at like almost midnight on Memorial Day, Monday. And Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, and today, Monday, have been super busy, just nonstop running and working and hauling and digging and planting. And oh my God. And now it's like, boom, I got to hit the work week tomorrow, a couple hours from now. I got to hit my day job week, and it's going to be super hectic as well. So it's been a wild time. But I do have a couple of things I'd like to mention, a couple of things that are available right now if you would like to support my work. I think you will enjoy them. First of all, there's a nonfiction bundle of ebooks, and it's called The Right Stuff 2020. And it is the coolest set of ebooks. If you're into writing, if you're a writer or someone who wants to become a writer, this is a great set of books, The Right Stuff 2020. It's available through Story Bundle, right? And that's a great group, a great organization headed up by this guy named Jason Chen. And he is super awesome. He's like on top of things. He really knows how to put together a great set of books. And this Right Stuff bundle is something you really, really should check out, if for no other reason than the fact that it has five exclusive books, five books that you can't get anywhere else. You can only get them here in the Story Bundle, the Right Stuff Story Bundle. Available at storybundle.com, by the way. So check that out. One of those five exclusive books is my book, Authors and Interns. And I'm telling you, it's worth the price of admission in itself. Not a whole lot of people have gotten on board with this book yet because it's new. It's like come out as part of this Story Bundle, but it is awesome. If you're a writer or just someone, some other creative type or a business person, and you've wondered how to go about working with student interns, maybe you thought it wasn't something that you could do, that it might be too difficult, too involved, that it wouldn't be rewarding enough. Well, this book will tell you how to go about recruiting and working with student interns, college student interns, and how they can improve your business and also enable you to sort of pay things forward a little bit, do some good in the next generation. And I mean, in all humility, I think it's a really good book. And if you want to know, if you've sort of like entertained the thought of maybe working with interns at some point, this book will tell you how to do it. It will really lay it out for you, and it will help you to avoid. It will help you to avoid a lot of the pitfalls that I've experienced over the years, and it will help you to much more quickly become engaged in the process than I did. It took me a while to learn this the hard way, you know, by figuring it out myself and going through. Oh, there's that bug. It's in here. I hear it. I hear it. It's clicking. It's clicking. It's coming for me. Anyway, it took me years of trial and error to figure out the best process for recruiting and working with interns. And believe you me, there have been quite a few pitfalls over the years, but I think I've got a great system in place. In fact, right now I've got a wonderful group of interns for the summer of 2020. I've got interns from New York University, Carnegie Mellon University, Indiana University of Pennsylvania, a really great group of interns. And I'm so glad that I've done this and I've worked with these students. They've really helped to enrich my life over the years, and they've helped my company as well and my writing efforts. So check that story bundle out. I'm telling you, The Right Stuff 2020. And oh, by the way, it's only on sale for a little bit more time. It might not be on sale by the time you hear this, if you're hearing it late. It's only on sale through May 29th at 12:30 a.m. So late the night of, Thursday the 28th, you know, 12:30 a.m. on the 29th. That'll be the end of the road for that story bundle. So you're going to want to check it out, because even though some of these books will then go on to be available through Amazon or Barnes & Noble or whatever, right now is the best time to get the set, because you can get the whole set for one low price, and it includes my book and all these other great books by some writers who are publishers and who have lots of great information to offer, such as Dean Wesley Smith and Christine Catherine Rush. They're two super gurus in the field of indie publishing. They've done it all and seen it all, and they really have a lot to offer. And they've got some great books in the set. Then there's M.L. Buckman, who's a military romance author. And that's an oversimplification. He writes a lot of stuff. And he knows a lot about the business in general. He's been in all kinds of different situations, and he has a lot to offer as well. He has a great book in the set. And there's Tanya D. Price. She's an author and also a CPA, and she has, an MBA and CPA, and she does it all. She knows it all, and she has a wonderful book in the set on making money as an author, managing your finances, and it's really good. I started reading it here recently, and I think it's really a great book. So make sure you check it out, The Right Stuff, by, 12:30 a.m. on May 29th, 2020. There's also a sale in progress right now. It's the 99-cent sale from the SFF Bonanza website. And one of my books is included. It's called Give the Hippo What He Wants. And it's a really cool science fiction book. It's sci-fi and baseball, basically. And it's set in a future era in which, if you lose the World Series, you lose your life. And this guy is responsible for this one athlete is responsible for his team losing the key game in the World Series, and he has to go on the run to escape. But he's tormented by this holographic spirit that takes the form of a hippo, a pink hippopotamus, that was sent to distract him, which is why he lost that game. And it just keeps following him and making things worse and making his life miserable. So it's really cool. It's only 99 cents. It's called Give the Hippo What He Wants. Be sure to check it out. It's part of the SFF science fiction and fantasy book Bonanza sale that's in progress until May 31st. So check that out. Let's see. Also, I have a book in the Blood on the Cobbles ebook bundle. which is from the Bundle Rabbit website, and you can find it on Amazon and other websites as well. My ebook in the set is called Who Unkilled Johnny Murder, and it's one of my favorites. It's a really cool crime story, a mystery story, set in New Orleans, and it's a lot of fun. It's a real romp, as you might say, but it's also dark and suspenseful, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So check that out, please. Go take a look, and I think you're going to enjoy it. So those are your recommendations for this week. Now I'm going to introduce you to one of those interns I told you about earlier. This is Jared Swansboro from the Indiana University of Pennsylvania. He was the first intern on board this semester, this summer semester of 2020, and he has some interesting things to say. He's interested in the field of writing and publishing, and he's working with Pi Press this semester, so I wanted to give him a little bit of airtime here to say what he has to say, and I'm going to just hand over the reins to Jared. Take it away, Jared.
Student at Indiana University of Pennsylvania. My main interest in writing is actually copyright law, but I do plan on publishing a few books in my lifetime, whether they be fiction, nonfiction, personal experiences, or anything like that. I really do enjoy writing poetry as well. So very happy to be a part of the team. Thank you.
All right. You're going to hear more from Jared in podcasts to come, I'm sure. And also you'll hear from some of our other interns for this semester, because I want you to hear some of the interesting things they have to talk about as they advance through this semester and learn their tasking and develop as writers and indie publishers. So now I'd also like to bring back two of our interns from spring semester, Jenny Acree and Sonia Belts, and have them say goodbye, farewell, and wish them well, because they have been exceptional and have really done some outstanding work in the spring semester. And they're both students at the University of Iowa, which, as you know, is an incredible writing mecca. And so they just really have bright futures ahead of them. And I wanted to give them a chance to say goodbye to you guys. So here's a little interview we did during our last meeting together, and I hope you enjoy it.
Okay, so here I am with two of our interns from this semester, Jenny Acree and Sonia Belts, and we've had a really great semester working with them. They're both from the University of Iowa, and I just wanted to give them one more chance to talk a little bit here on the podcast and go over a little bit of their experience. So, Jenny, what did you enjoy most about the internship?
Kind of what I enjoyed most is just learning more in depth of the things that go on in book publishing, especially even just like putting books out into the world, like less about the editing and more about like the actual production, different websites that are used and different sources for selling books, different things you can do like translation. And, yeah, mainly all that stuff. It's very interesting. Okay.
Now, do you feel like you're ready to leap into the world of indie publishing after this?
I'd say probably, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's great. So you've gotten enough information and you know not only how to write and edit, prepare a book for market, but then also how to sell it, how to distribute it and, mm-hmm. and the different tools that you can use, the different tricks. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's great.
The only thing I'm missing is a MacBook, so.
Ah, okay. Now, after you've completed this internship, you're going to finish your degree at the University of Iowa, right?
Yes. Yeah.
And what are your plans after that?
Try to get a job as soon as possible. I've been doing a lot of job searching because I'm actually graduating in December. Okay. As long as everything still goes well with COVID and everything. So, yeah, just try to get a job, work on my own writing while trying to, get some work in the publishing industry.
Oh, okay. Have you been applying at publishing companies?
I've been applying a little bit. I just applied to a job that I didn't have the years of experience worth, but I had the type of experience. Never heard back, but...
Okay, yet, but you may yet, that might still come to pass. All right, that's great. Mm-hmm. And you're going to finish your novel, right?
Hopefully, yes.
Better get with the program, Jenny. I've been waiting for that book.
Yeah.
Okay, and Sonia, you have a little bit more school to go, right? You have more time than Jenny, I think, right? You have another year or two?
2 years.
2 years, okay.
Yeah.
So what did you like most about the internship?
I think just learning about the publishing industry, kind of like Jenny said, was the best part, because I had really no idea what went into making a book other than like someone writes it and they give it to someone else and magic happens. So that's been very interesting to learn about. And especially like all the technical stuff, because, you know, knowing in depth how something works, even if I don't remember the specifics going forward, I definitely will remember when I see it again.
Yeah, well said. It helps to get that exposure just to familiarize yourself so you have some inkling of what goes into it. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. And you still have more time. You said, what, 2 more years at the University mm-hmm. of Iowa? And what's your degree in, again, what program are you in?
English and creative writing on the publishing track.
Ah, okay. So when you eventually get done with school, what is your goal? What is your primary goal?
I'd like to get a job, probably in publishing or editing. But I'm also looking at like master's programs, either for an MFA or a master's in English, and I'm not sure yet. So.
An MFA at the University of Iowa, maybe?
That would be nice. Yeah.
Wow. If only you could find a better school though. Yeah. That's, that's like the cream of the crop there. That's the, yeah. Wow. Well, that would be cool. Okay. That sounds like a great plan. And do you feel like you're ready to jump into indie publishing anytime soon? Do you think you might try something, maybe publish a book or a story or something?
I think I definitely have the like technical skills needed. And now it's just a matter of getting myself and my writing to that point. So.
Okay. Well, it's been great working with both of you, and I'm glad you were part of the Pi Press team. And I wish you both well with all your future endeavors. And I hope that sometime down the line, we might work together again in some way. And maybe you'll pop up again on this podcast after you've both become wealthy and successful and famous authors and publishers or editors or whatever in your own right. So thanks again for being a part of the team.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Jenny and Sonia, and thanks for our wonderful semester. I'm glad you were part of the Pi Press team, and I wish you well. I know you're going to do extremely well wherever you go. So that brings us to our closing thought here in the IE Cast, the Introverted Exhibitionist Podcast, the latest edition. And today's closing thought is about being too busy to write. As you might have guessed from the way we introduced the podcast today, I'm sort of going through that time right now where it's just so insanely busy. You wouldn't believe it. And then there are bugs. Not to mention the bugs. It's been impossible. It really has been. And I mean, I've gotten some things done. I've gotten some publishing-related tasks done here and there, sort of nipping away at the edges, at the fringes of my work, but it's just not coming together the way I like it to. And it's a problem, frankly, because if I'm not writing, I don't feel right. I suspect some of you might know exactly what I'm talking about. It's like a mental health thing for me. If I'm not writing, I feel off. I think that's just how I'm made. It's how I'm programmed. It's how I'm wired. I just have to be doing the work because that's what I love. It really is. I love to create new worlds and new characters, and I love to create situations and tell stories. And if I'm not doing that, I just feel off. Something's wrong, you know? And so it's a problem. And not only that, but it's thrown off my schedule because I had plans this year. I had a schedule in mind and I'm not sticking to it. And that is not a great thing. I don't enjoy that at all because I am way behind that schedule. And I don't know what I'm going to do. Even after I start writing again, I can't possibly catch up. So what do you do in that kind of situation? Because it happens. I got to tell you, from experience, not just from this week or this month or whatever, but from general experience over a long period of time, I'm here to tell you, expect it. You're going to have these times in your writing world, no matter what your situation is, whether you are working a full-time day job or if you're working a full-time day job and you have kids, or if you have none of the above and you're just doing this full-time, you're writing full-time, this is your life, this is your livelihood, even then, when you are fully committed, when you are all in on your writing, you're still going to have times when you cannot get the words into the box. It's going to happen. I'm sitting here to tell you, expect it. It's part of the game. And I've been doing this for a long time. And I can tell you for a fact, it will happen. So what do you do? What do you do? Well, you accept it. Embrace the void, as I've been known to say. It's one of my sayings. Embrace the void. Because you are just not going to beat it until the time is right. You have to wait it out. Now, I'm not saying to like just surrender completely and just, you know, give up and say, oh, well, I can't do it. I can't write. Oh, it's not going to happen. No, you have to have a commitment. But, you know, if you're doing it, especially if you're doing it for a living, if you're doing it full time, then you've already made that commitment. And that's not an issue for you. That's another of the great secrets of writing, which not everybody knows about. But to become a writer, whether it's a successful writer or whether you're doing it for a living or the success comes just in the pure love of the creative act or whatever, one of the biggest secrets is the equation, the true equation for writing success is butt plus chair equals success. You have to get your butt in the chair. If you don't do that, then you're not going to get the work done and you're not going to succeed the way you want to. So in these times when you are just too busy to get the butt in the chair, or your butt is in the chair for other reasons because you're doing the day job, you know, working from home or whatever, you sort of have to accept the situation and get through it, muscle through it, power through it. But always keep it in your mind that you have got to get back to the writing when you can and be committed to that and put that high on your to-do list. Once you get through the current crapmare of stuff that you've got to do, the lawn work in the beginning of summer, getting caught up with all that stuff, all the outdoor stuff that comes up, day job stuff, pandemic stuff, right? Even though you're at home, I mean, we know, you and I both know, that doesn't mean that you're going to have all the time in the world to work on your writing. In fact, it might mean you have less time, especially if you have other folks in the home with you, maybe little folks who don't necessarily have the kind of boundaries that you might wish they did, and they take more time, they take more attention. They're wonderful, but they take more time and attention, and they get in the way too, so you just have to accept it, you know, embrace the void, and surrender to the void, and muscle through it. Keep your goal clear in your mind, like a bright neon sign, even if it's off in the distance, and know that this too shall pass. This jumbled up, overly busy time will pass, and you'll be able to get back to your beloved work, your beloved writing. So that's my advice to you, and I'm giving myself that same advice, even as I flounder through this really unproductive May of 2020. Because it's not turning out the way I thought it would. I thought it was going to be really ultra productive because of the pandemic. Wrong. It's not happening, man, for various reasons. But hopefully we'll get through this. I know we will. That's just the way it goes. All things must pass, as George Harrison once sang. And it is true. All things will pass. And you'll get to the next step. And you will be starved to produce the writing, the work. And you will hopefully have a nice charge build up in your mental battery. And you'll be able to commit some incredible words to paper. Well, figuratively speaking. And it will be more wonderful than you can imagine. So stick with it. Tough it out. You and I will get through this. If the bug doesn't take me down first. And he's here. I hear him. Little creep. He's here somewhere. I hear him clicking away. All right. So that's it for this edition of the IEcast. Thank you for joining me. It's been a joy, as always. I'd just like to remind you that I am on social media. You can find me all over the place, all over the internet. Just Google Robert Cieszonek or Pi Press. You'll find me. You'll find my company. I have a lot of social media presence as well on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Tumblr. I post every day while my interns do. So you can find a lot of good information there. Speaking of Facebook, I have a wonderful reading group on there called Robert's Readers. And I'm telling you, if you're not signed up for Robert's Readers, you're missing out. Just go search for it on Facebook, Robert's Readers. You can get free copies of ebooks of my work, and you can read them and enjoy them. And it's a great little group, a very supportive group of people, and I know you'd enjoy it. You can also subscribe to my newsletter, my email newsletter, which comes out about once a month. It's available through my website, so go to my website, which is www.robertcieszonek.com, and check that out, because I always have good news and information. Sometimes I have special, well, no, not sometimes, all the time. Every edition of that newsletter, I have a special free offer of free fiction for you to enjoy. So, sign up for the newsletter. You won't regret it, I promise. I also hope you might consider leaving a rating or a review online. That would be really helpful and much appreciated. So, until next time, if you're a writer, keep on writing. If you're an artist, keep on arting. If you're a musician, keep on performing. Whatever you love most, keep on doing it as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else. All right? That's it for this edition of the IEcast. Thank you for joining me. That's another wrap. Good night from planet... Where's that? There's that damn bug. But I gotta get the fly swatter. Wait. Where is it? It's here. I'm going to get it. Good night from Planet Bug. I mean Bob.